Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter. Jesus and his disciples went to Capernaum, and when the Sabbath came, he entered the synagogue and taught. They were astounded at his teaching, for he taught them as one having authority, and not as the scribes. Just then, there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit, and he cried out, "What have you to do with us, Jesus of Nazareth? Have you come to destroy us? I know who you are, the Holy One of God." But Jesus rebuked the spirit, saying, "Be silent and come out of him." And the unclean spirit convulsed him and, crying with a loud voice, came out of the man. They were all amazed, and they kept on asking one another, "What is this? A new teaching? With authority? He commands even the unclean spirits, and they obey him." At once, his fame began to spread throughout the surrounding region of Galilee. The Gospel of the Lord. This morning, today, this Sunday of the church year, we recognize, as was just illustrated in the reading by Dwight, the Reconciling in Christ program, or Reconciling Works, within the ELCA, a program of full acceptance and welcome to GLBTQ persons. This morning, I would like for us to consider this inclusion of the GLBTQ community into full community of Christ and the church in the context of this lesson, in the context of an unclean spirit being expelled, this lesson that we just read from the Gospel of Mark. So first of all, Jesus is teaching, but his teaching is far different from what people are used to, far different from the teaching of the dominant culture, far different from the teaching of established teachers, the scribes, as it says. Jesus teaches not as the scribes. His opposition to the dominant and prevailing rules and order and teaching of the day will carry through the whole gospel as he encounters people all along the way of his journey. And we know that this opposition will have deadly consequences. These deadly consequences tell us something about the authority of Jesus' teaching as opposed to the authority of his opponents. For throughout the gospel, Jesus' authority rests upon his engagement with people in order to give life, to restore, to heal, to raise, to be in community. For such is the will and realm of God. This is Jesus' claim. He begins his whole ministry with the time being fulfilled. The realm, the rule, the community, the very will of God has drawn near. And it is not only in Jesus' teaching, but it is in his person. Interestingly, as we think about this lesson and we hear about Jesus' teaching with authority, there's really not a word there of any kind of teaching. The reality, the extraordinary thing going on, is that his authority centers on the redemption of this man, upon the expulsion of the unclean spirit from him. It depends upon us encountering this man who is unclean, who is outside the acceptable community. And Jesus understands that this system, which divides some into acceptable and others into unacceptability, is in fact itself the unclean spirit. And this spirit does not come out simply because Jesus is the Holy One of God. simply by virtue of his own internal power, but because Jesus embodies God's will for life, for care, for healing, for all people. In contradistinction to Jesus' authority, which rests upon God's intention of life for all people, the cross, Jesus' death, tells us that his opposition's authority finally rests upon violence and death. In the end, when all the arguments against Jesus, when all the attempts to coerce him or to co-opt him fail, violence and death are the final acts of an authority that rests upon death and exclusion. And it is this deadly spirit with which Jesus begins in this lesson to contend. It is deadly and unclean because it seeks to divide people into those who are clean and worthy of life and those who are unclean, devalued, and unworthy of life. It is a spirit that seeks to usurp and steal the very authority of God. It is a spirit that we learn in this lesson really would like to sign Jesus up, to co-opt him, if you will. I think to trying to suck up to him by identifying as him as the Holy One of God. And here, in this lesson, is a major temptation of Christ. In a sense, to go over to the other side, if you will. It is ironic, or perhaps we just simply call it a betrayal of values, that it's the religious authorities that constitute much of the opposition against Jesus. Although we know from all of the Gospels that the Empire of Rome, which very much understood its own leader as divine, was playing a similar game. In the end, Rome's authority also rested upon the violence of military victory and the submission to the so-called Pax Romana. And is it any different today? Don't think so. We particularly celebrate this Sunday. We welcome the GLBTQ folks because it has not always been so, and still is not so in many communities and institutions, particularly many religious institutions and many attitudes and authorities in our own leadership in these days. For years, GLBTQ folks were identified as unclean, as disordered, as sinful, unworthy of life within the community. For years, the very church's authority was behind such discrimination. That is, the church taught with the authority similar to the scribes in today's lesson, an authority very different from the authority of Jesus. Now, there are two ways simultaneously at work to understand this exorcism performed by Jesus. And it's not one that spins heads around. It's one that casts out a spirit that infects a whole society. If we were to understand the man in the synagogue to be a GLBTQ person, traumatized by prejudice, discrimination, and violence, Jesus has come to cast out that spirit because it is not of God, nor is it truly of the man himself. It is a false and violent authority imposed upon a child of God by those who take joy in such a spirit and who benefit by it, as we see happening in our own society today with GLBT folks, with refugees, with African Americans, with many women. But we could also understand those who impose this false authority really as the ones who are possessed by a false reality, opposed to God's own rule and will. In other words, Jesus has come to challenge the demonization of the poor, the outcast, the refugee, GLBTQ persons, those, anyone who is victimized by authorities, especially victimized in the name of the church. Jesus stands with victims, and he calls victimizers to a new way of being. The Spirit asks, or it cries out, "Have you come to destroy us?" As if the very character of the Holy One is to be one of violence and destruction. That's the temptation, to join in, to take up a similar role, to be a violent redeemer. But Jesus has not come to engage in violent battle or warfare, but he changes the reality and establishes a new authority by asserting in his own person God's welcome and care, full inclusion of sinners, of the excluded, into the very realm and life of God. That is Jesus' authority. That is his teaching. That is the very definition of his being the Holy One of God. It is not an authority of violence, exclusion, or retribution, but it is an authority of the cross upon which Jesus bears the sinful violence of all people that have practiced such things against others and against the very will of God. The resurrection of Christ ratifies such authority as the very giving of life itself, as we see happening in this lesson today with the redemption of this man who came to the synagogue, ironically hoping that something good would happen in his encounter with church authority. He lives, as will all those whom Jesus encounters in the gospel lesson and in our life and community as he encounters us each day in the presence of the Holy Communion, in the remembrance of our baptism, and in calling us to teach, to welcome, to accept with God's own authority. It should have been happening in the church throughout. It should be happening in the church throughout now. But it was only so because of Jesus, whose authority rested upon his absorption of the man's very unclean status. Jesus becomes for and with all of us, the rejected, the sinner, the hated. And in that action of God in Christ Jesus, we are accepted. We are forgiven. We are empowered with authority to proclaim good news, to cast out the unclean spirits, to welcome all to the table and the communion and community and inclusion of life and light for all people. Amen.